You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Let's go back. We'll read Oz Dal, which we read last time, but we need to read this in order to continue with Minchas Chinuch. Oz Dal, Mavur B'Shas Shom. Everyone have that?
Yeah.
Oz Dal. There should be two pages. Tav Pehei. Everyone has Tav Pehei?
Yeah.
So it should be the other page.
They have it. The
not Tav Pehei, the other page.
Three on top.
Oz Dalad or not? Mavur B'Shas Shom, Pei Amid Beis. V'ram Kan Halacha Dalad, Afilu Achol Ma'at Ma'at Mitztarf B'Chdei Achilas Pras. So now the Minchas Chinuch is going to tell you everything you want to know about Kedei Achilas Pras.
We're afraid to ask.
But which is very interesting because there are a lot of misconceptions I had about Kedei Achilas Pras that he shatters. When I'm not sure 100%, I can't even tell you if this is the Kulei Alma, it's partial or not. I'm sorry. So let's read it together. Afilu Achol Ma'at Ma'at, Mitztarf B'Chdei Achilas Pras. Chain B'Chol Yisurim Shabbatayra.
I don't even know why that's a Chiddush. Why is that Chiddush? Because it's not Cain, it's not normal eating. Is that it?
It is. Well, actually, that is normal eating, no?
Ma'at Ma'at, maybe it's Ma'at Ma'at, very, very small amounts. Otherwise, I don't even understand what's the Chiddush. Of course it's Mitztarf, that's what we're talking about.
No, by the way, it's Machlokes increases your base and my base.
Crumbs.
Rav Meir goes even further.
If you eat constantly,
Rav Meir says
non-stop.
If you eat constantly non-stop,
yeah,
that's Mitztarf even more Kedei Achilas Pras.
So you're going to define how long Achilas Pras is?
That's the issue, correct. Chaim b'chol yisurin shebatorik mavor b'kriz yud beis m'beis v'alach k'chacham, the halach is like chachamim. You can't go on eating indeterminately for as long as you want. It has to be within a confined period you consume the shir. V'alach p'sukah, there's no machlokas in the poskim how we pask it. V'muva b'shas harbe pa'amim ein mispar. Chaim pasuk arambam kan. Perk yidam marachosos perk ches. L'yun shari surim. Vani ba'on yitzorach ani l'islamit b'din zeh. Ki mavur b'shas te'irvim pe'gimum pe'beiz me'beiz u'pe'gimum en alef. De'pras haynu arba'a beitz mosholosh beitzim. So at the end of the day, a pras is considered to be half a loaf. So a half a loaf is how much in volume? So the machlokas in the Gemara, is it three bayim or four bayim? It's a machlokas in the Gemara. So the question is, how do we paskin? So the machlokas, Rashi and Rambam, I think, how we paskin. Well, they paskin like the Mandiyamer who says it's three beitzim, Mandiyamer who says it's four beitzim. So the halacha, I think we say that by Doraisas we machmir, and by the Rabbanans we make it. So that's a machlokas of how long it would be. So for instance, three bayim would be a shorter period of time, and four bayim is a longer period of time, of course. We're talking about volume.
For what type of a person eating?
What type of person? That's going to be the next discussion. You mean, is it that individual person, or does it mean Adam Beinoni? So that's the next discussion. V'neilon mitzbayar, that's the next paragraph. The zeyadua, the ein kol tivei anoshim shovim, like you said. Yesh mahar b'achilosov, yesh ma'acher. Im ken yadua derech mashal. Etzel echad shoa achilas pras. Hainu, shosh arba beitzim revir shoa. One person can consume three or four beitzim within 15 minutes, right? U'be'echad yoyser, be'echad pochos. Heach mesharinon. He's asking that question.
Even within one person, sometimes you eat fast, sometimes you eat slow.
Yeah, in Misharin Lefi Tivo, Misha Tivo Echola Prosper Vir Shah, Kazai Shalom, Okiko Sevis Mitztarev Bereva Shah, Vim Shah Yoser Potter, Misha Tivo Echo Bechatsi Shah Mitztarev, Vichai Vim Ochashir Bechatsi Shah. So, a guy, the question is, a guy who's a slower eater, does he have more of a chumrah? Meaning, if a guy takes a long time to consume this amount, on Yom Kippur, he will have a more difficult time.
It also makes it impossible to aid them to give us straw. How do they give a... They just say, if you eat it, if they your achilas pras, then they don't have to get into that detail on how
right.
Long it will be. So usually they have to be very detailed on straw.
So you raise an interesting question. Let's say you held that kizik achilas pras is not subjective but objective, correct? You would have to give that level of hasra. Don't eat that nevela within 10 minutes? You think you have to give that level of hasra?
I don't know, but I know that the hasra usually you gotta add on a lot of details.
Depends, it's a major machlokes.
What if you see him in just 2 minutes till you get there and give him hasra? Do you say you have 8 minutes left, or how do you... Is that hasra to be for that particular case?
Probably could have hasra at the beginning of the table.
Since you see him, but he's too far away to take anything.
I don't think so. I think you give him the last minute. Don't eat this kadafis.
If you keep eating, it's not that point.
I don't know.
No, because what he ate until then.
I think I actually saw that question. I think I saw that question somewhere. I'm not sure.
We'll have a vote on this.
It's an interesting question. I have to find that out. Hasra.
For that matter, somebody counting Dalai Lama's and says, Sarabim, he already did three. And now he's about to step over the fourth.
Interesting question.
It's the rough
tackling him. O Dilma Masharin Hakol Rak Hashir Bizman Achilas Adam Benoni Pras Kishir Hazem Itzare Felo Yosar Afshi Dorchel Echo Biyosar Obu Pachas. So for a guy who takes a long time to eat, interesting enough, this would be someone who takes a long time to eat. This would be a kula for him. Because if a fellow takes a half an hour to consume something, let's say, a fellow takes half an hour to consume something, and the normal derech of B'nai Adam is to consume it within 10 minutes, he would be able to go ahead and have the kula of 10 minutes. I mean, he's not chayav on his achila if it spans more than 10 minutes. So the question, Minchas Sinuch is not sure how we go. So he says, U'l-chayra, this is his thought. Nira de Masharim ba'adam benoni. He thinks that Kazayis B'techilis Pras is not subjective but objective. Meaning, I don't know exactly how Chachamim would do it. Maybe they do a marketing survey, I'm not sure. They give out food to people and then they time them. L'chor nira de Masharim ba'adam benoni. Di Masharim l'fi mashu adam, havilei l'mechshvei b'mishnah perikid zayin dekelem mishnah yed'alaf. This Mishnah Kalim we mentioned last time that says there are certain shiurim that are subjective. There are those halachas that go according to the individual person. And it does not list their kazayis b'techilas pras. Lefi mashu adam. Havile lemechshavei b'mishnah parkezayin dekelem mishnah yed aleph. Gabi yeh sh'amr lefi mashu adam. V'choshev malei lugmav gam kein. Malei lugmav is listed. Havile lachshov ze gam kein. Why doesn't it list in that mishnah that says all of these things go according to the individual person? It does not list Kazayis B'techilas Pras. So he's thinking that Kazayis B'techilas Pras is objective based on the norm, not based on the individual. Concerning the question of a cotton. By the way, this halacha is interesting. Where do you find this halacha brought up more than anywhere else? You'd think you're looking at Hilchos Brachos. Truth is, if you want to see all the pre-chadashes and all the pre-magadims on the Magen Avraham and all these issues of Kazayis B'Techilas Pras, it's not in Hilchos Brachos. It's in Hilchos Kriya Shema, Lagabi the Din of Tzoa, Lagabi the Din of saying Kriya Shema near Tzoa. Because the Gemara in Membeis speaks about a cotton and says that a cotton is considered to achieve a certain level of Chiv Mitzvos or halachic status based on the individual cotton. For instance, katan hayodela nanea, katan knows how to shake a lulav, is chayv and lulav. Katan hayodela lishmor tefillin, once he knows how to be shomer tefillin, is chayv and tefillin, etc., etc. The Gemara has another case there. When are you marchikin min hatsoya from a katan? At what point is the tzoya of a katan considered to be substantial enough, like a grown person, that you have to be marchik from it? So the Gemara says, when the katan can eat a kazayis, b'chdei achilas pras. So what does that Gemara seem to indicate? So first of all, Minchas Chinuch brings a cute raya. He says the cotton can only eat a kazayis. So since that's all he can consume, you can't say that the cotton has to consume a kazayis within the time it would take him to consume shlosh beitzim, because he's too young, he can't consume that amount. It's only when he could do a kazayis dogman. So the first of all, it appears it's inconceivable that the cotton you'd be masharin according to his ability to eat. So we're talking about a cotton that can only consume a kazayis. Let's read his raya. Once a cotton can eat a kazayis, marchikim mitzvah also. Omer of Chizda vu yachol echol b'chdei achilas pras. If Chizda qualifies, he has to, the cotton has to be able to eat a kazayas b'chdei achilas pras. The shaman over there, ef shel yos the shear b'cotton. It's impossible to say it's according to how long the cotton himself can consume a pras, because a pras is shalosh beitzim, and he can barely consume a kazayas. Ki u eno yachol echol kazayas.
So maybe you just do a ratable thing. You just figure it out. How long it takes him to eat the kazayas?
And times it by six, let's say?
Yeah, something like that.
Right. I forget, how many kazayas are there in the beitza? Two or three, I forget. I always forget these kishmonyas. Two? So it's two kazayasim in a bear. So if kazayas b'techelis pras is shalosh beitzim, so you're telling, just take six times that. Interesting. So he feels it's inconceivable to say Masharim B'Kotten. Kenir lehedri b'sukum b'bezom b'bez, Kotten shayochel lechol kazayis marchikim mitzoaso. Amar av chizdav u shayochel lechol b'techelis pras. V'sham eif shar liyos l'shir b'kotten. Ki wa eno yochel lechol kazayis. B'feirish rashi sham b'hedri divar maslu v'hu. Pras l'benoni. Rashi says b'feirish. To pras the benoni. Im kain b'chol makom masharim b'benoni. Ach kosher. Kevin de masharim kolashirim b'benoni. Im kain ashir yadua. V'lama lo biur ha'paiskim. Shineida kama zman hu. Kamoshim avur. Molay lugmav benoni hu pachos miravias. V'odinyan b'shas. V'kes anach lo neida is ashir yesh. V'tzarech ian shalo biuru zeh. Now I know there's a famous Chassam Sofer who gives the shir of Kazayis B'techelos Pras. It's very interesting. He seems to indicate, I'm not sure about this, there are no Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, or Mefarshim or Paiskim on Shulchan Aruch, I'd say how long Kazayis B'techelos Pras is.
Well, you could change from culture to culture, and you could change from generation to generation. You know, people eat at different speeds in different cultures, you know that?
Not different cultures. If it changed on the Benoni, we can have an old and sick person is going to eat slower. A guy in his 20s or 30s is going to eat fast. What?
That's not a Benoni, right?
No, it's not
a
Benoni.
Benoni means like
a Benoni means
you take the average age.
Isn't that what a Benoni means?
The average.
Why do you get this idea? He doesn't mention anything about a group, does he?
All right, you have here the babies is factored in here. So
Benoni's a medium.
We can focus on how long it takes a baby.
That's it. Average or medium. It could be a medium.
And there's a big machlokes on the techelis pras. That's what the Chassam Sofer talks about.
Right. Strange that I mentioned the Mishnah Berurah in Tefer Shir Ches says that by Yom Kippur, you would take the challah prior to Yom Kippur, you'd give him a certain amount to eat, you'd see how long it takes to him, and you'd give him his own subjective time. In halacha, how do you deal with that?
The Molly Lugmov is one of those things that you can check beforehand. The Ksais, you don't check beforehand.
Which is interesting, the Mishnah Berurah says you should.
Yeah.
In Tefer Shir Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says that by a challah on Yom Kippur, you have him eat prior to Yom Kippur, see how long his shear is of Shalosh Beitzim. Very interesting. So we don't do that. What do we do? We do a...
Well, you can ask me. I keep to the regular standard, which covers everybody, because otherwise I'll never get finished. Even if one person never gets
finished. So what's the standard amount that...
I thought everybody is.
9 minutes.
Both.
9 minutes?
No. There's a machlokes between 2 and 9.
Thank you very much.
Between 2 and 9. So
two? There are people say two?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
For matzahs, it's cool. You always go to chumah. So to have a k'teach chiyas pras.
You have to choke to death, because you take a chazan ishshir, and then you take the 2 minutes, and you know, you get ready with the...
There's a way how to do it. Chewing doesn't count. It only starts swallowing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
I didn't know that.
All day, you know.
But if you don't swallow everything at once...
The clock doesn't go. You don't press the stopwatch on the chewing.
But you have to... you don't put the whole thing in your mouth at once.
By the way, the Mishnah Berurah says you have to...
You do.
You have to swallow.
Shnei kzeisim. It's with Shnei kzeisim you have to
mean it. That's clear. You know what that is? It's Mishnah Berurah. This is not the Chazon Ish. Yeah, we will manage. We'll manage.
But meanwhile, the Mishnah Berurah had small shiurim.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they weren't so rich.
So you have to, or it's better to?
What?
The better you have to, or it's better to?
To what?
And Shubur about 2 kazayasim at once.
He says you have to, I think.
Shimon Eder has a footnote at the end of Hilchos Pesach.
What?
Shimon Eder has a footnote.
Yeah.
He says, you know, the all these shirim, you have to be like a mensch. No matter what, you have to be like a mensch.
Otherwise, it's not derech achila. So it's interesting that he, the Minchas Chinuch, feels this is a very, very interesting thing to see. When is the first time a Pesach, the Pesachim actually spoke about a specific amount of time? We know that the Chasam Sofer speaks about Beferish. I was wondering if, what's the earliest source, because he seems to say in his time the Minchas Chinuch, right? It's interesting, the Minchas Chinuch lived a little after the Chasam Sofer.
Right.
But he doesn't, never, I don't remember him ever quoting Chasam Sofer. I know he quotes Chagas Aryeh's Ralat, and he quotes others. I know, Sofer quotes, I don't ever remember him quoting Chasam Sofer, which is interesting. He says, the poskim never described an objective time. Interesting. None of the nice they can do in the Shulchan Aruch.
Anyway, Mali Lugmov is,
yeah,
which is measured by everybody separately, could be maximum 1.5 hours. It's maximum. Mm-hmm. It's only one side. Can you imagine if somebody measured, go like this, and then put it, you could write a poem spirit about it. The kids, so we keep it a jigger, a schnapps glass, which is 1 ounce.
Yes.
And that's it. If I announce for this, if I announce for that.
If you say, because Revius is 4.4 ounces.
Right.
So Mova would be 2 ounces, 2.2 ounces.
Well, it's Pachas Merevius. Because the Gemara says, Kemal Elugmov. The Gemara at the end of it says, it's not filling up both cheeks, it's filling up one side. Kemal Elugmov, the Gemara says.
One side. And those that have tried it, believe me,
it doesn't work.
You got Kurlum trying this, you know.
It doesn't work.
Not one item.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. So it's a very difficult, it's a very small shear.
It's very subjective. I'm telling you. Yeah.
But it's a very, very, very small shear.
Like this? How far was it like this? I couldn't. I swallowed in the middle, you know.
So at the end of the day, what's the halacha about
it? It's for Yom Kippur. If they keep it at an ounce, that's for sure.
So to drink less than, like just an ounce or less than an ounce?
For how long a period of time?
So now I'll give you the regimen, okay? Here's the regimen. So achila and shti is not mistam. Usually what you have to get is liquid. Get liquid. The most common thing is 9 minutes, okay? Somebody's very sick, you can move it down, because every 2-3 minutes is another shita. The most common thing is 2 minutes. So that's good. So on the outside, in other words, not less than 9 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So now, if somebody had an ounce of water plus an ounce of juicy food, like grapes or oranges, so you have, and they're not with starf, you got 2 ounces. 2 ounces, it takes even a minute to eat and drink it. Every 10 minutes, by the time you finish, it's 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So you got 2 ounces in 10 minutes, which would mean 12 ounces every hour. In 4 hours, you got a gallon. They take care of everybody.
Interesting.
Diabetics and this and that and everything, and it works. And you know, so when you tell it to them like that, everybody's fine. Part of the thing is, what's gonna be? Everything will be fine.
You still be dying.
That the healer's tea is not the starve is like such a... I think
I actually did it once. I did it when I was sick. I did a jigger every 10 minutes. That's what I did.
The grapes are jigger.
I didn't do it with the food. I
just said it. You have to talk to the doctor too. I'm like looking around. You know, you tell the doctor you gotta get liquids. Uh-huh. You got liquids.
Right. Liquids is the main thing.
Pieces of oranges or anything else.
I did, but you get yourself a nice, healthy liquid, you know what I mean?
Now he's going to discuss something very interesting. The first thing he's discussing is the time period within which, who do you examine to determine how long Kesach B'Techos Pras is? Now he's going to discuss something very interesting. What is the material that you would eat? Either when they're doing this, let's say, testing the Adam Beinoni, what do you give them to eat? So I always thought that because I was under the misconception, right? But it's not.
What do you say?
The sheet of the Minchas Chinuch we'll see is it depends on what the davara asur that you're eating is. So for instance, a nevela has to be how long it takes for you to eat shalosh beitzim of a nevela. So it's interesting. So what would the Mishnah Berurah, I guess, would say on Yom Kippur? The guy's got to make a cheshbon of what he's going to eat, and beforehand test himself in that object. Because it's not how long it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread, and that's because that's what it's how long the Minchas Chinuch says it takes to eat shalosh or arba beitzim of that material that you're eating.
You see how arbitrary.
What?
It's so arbitrary.
So the question is, according to Mishnah Berurah, how would you test somebody? Because in Yom Kippur, there's no specific material that you're chayv in every food.
Right.
So you would test him on the food that he's contemplating eating on Yom Kippur? I'm not sure.
I guess so.
But anyway, this is the Minchas Chinuch Shita. So he says...
One ounce is safe.
You need to save some. The shir hu kasholosh beitzim. The Rambam says the shir of kazayis b'techelos prasa sholosh beitzim. Bavada ena kavona kashir sha'ochol sholosh beitzim mamish. Don't confuse sholosh beitzim. It means how long it takes to eat 3 eggs. Zel lo nizkor b'shas. U'b'shas hu nikra achilas pras. U'pras hainu chatzi kikar. The pras is half a loaf. Rak al p'cheshman achatzi kikar hazeh. Hu gadol kamo sholosh beitzim. Bavada ha'kavona b'Rambam gam kein. So interesting. Don't misunderstand when they say sholosh beitzim, it means 3 eggs. It means the volume of 3 eggs in the form of that food. In the classical case of chatzi pras, that now he's going to bring what the classical case is a half a loaf of wheat bread. Now he's going to say, where does halacha found first? Because that's b'techelis pras. V'nei b'shas kama pamim mavur, be'ervin dalim al-alf, b'suk of al-alf, also sugim brachos. The sheer shahir b'chdei achilas pras pas chitim v'lo pas si'orim. So this is also Gemara in Brachos. It speaks about shiurim halacha moshe mi'sinai. So the Gemara says shiurim halacha moshe mi'sinai. What are you talking about? Chita sa'ora te'ena gefen rimon. The dorish that pasuk. That pasuk tells you all the shiurim. Chita is how long it takes you to eat half a loaf of chita bread, of wheat bread, is the shear of bayis hamenuga. What's bayis hamenuga? The halacha is that if someone walks into a house that happens to be afflicted with tzaras, the halacha is whoever's nichnas in that house becomes tamei.
But he needs shear.
What about the clothes? No, he is tamei immediately. The clothes upon him, however, do not get tamei unless he remains in that house for a certain shear. The shir halacha moshe mi'sinai is, that's a question, is halacha moshe mi'sinai or not? So the Gemara ends up saying, of all these shir halacha moshe mi'sinai, v'asmachu rabbanan akra, but the rabbanan used the pasuk as a way of support or a way of hinting to the shiurim. Chita is at a half a loaf of chita bread, of wheat bread, however long it takes you to eat it, that's the amount of time that you would be tamei. Bebeis hamenuga, you would be tamei immediately, but your kalim and your clothes are not tamei that you are wearing unless you remain there for that shir, because that's b'dechelis pras. That's very interesting. According to the Mishnah Berurah and Tafresh Shud Ches, if he was paskening hilchos nagoyim, would he say that everyone is subjective, meaning how long it takes me to eat that half a loaf, my begadim would become tamei? So it seems to, I think it's the same question. How you mashayer the chedeis achilas pras for tuma? Are you mashayer it for tuma based on how long it would take you personally, or based on the adam benoni? So minchas chinuch shita is an adam benoni. So let's read this. Hinei b'shas kam pami mevor berivin dalam ralph besuka vav amir alf kamei nichlas lo beis hamenuga deshir shia b'chedeis achilas pras pas chitim v'lo pasor v'umavor b'mishna. Perikid Yom and Gom Mishnah Test. V'chein Pasukaram Pak Design Mitumas Tzorat Halacha Vav. V'perish Rashi Be'erivin De Pas Chitim Memarim Le'echol. If you have a sheer cotton Me'achilas Pras Pas Siori Ayin Tosus Yantav B'negoyim Shom. Chita is going on the type of bread. There's wheat bread and there's barley bread. Rashi says that wheat bread is quicker to be consumed than barley bread. Therefore, the sheer is how long it would take you to consume bread made out of wheat, not bread made out of barley. So what is siora for? So the Gemara says siora is for etzem kisiora, for the tuma of an etzem. The etzem of someone who has passed away only goes ahead and confers tuma on somebody if it's the size of a barley kernel. Right. It's etzem kisiora. That's not tumas oel. Tumas oel, you need more. You need kazayis. But for the tumas mag, I need etzem kisiora. Now, when it comes to the alcohol upon him, l'madnu midivrei hashas, the ein kol mina achilas shavim. This shows you not every object that you eat can you consume the same volume in the same amount of time? The pas chitim einor shor kamosiorim. Pas chitim, it doesn't take as long as pasiorim. Imke noa din kol haminim shaba oilam. Therefore, you know, every foodstuff in the world is different. Vada yesh chilek b'shi'ia, b'shi'as hadavar hanecha. Ubenagonim, menagoim, it goes after pas chitim. Ualach mosh mi sinai. O mikro dechita, dashir, hu pras pas chitim. And it not only has to be a paschitim, but it has to be umesiv v'ocha b'liftan. It has to be a paschitim that's eaten while you're sitting back and you're dipping it.
Okay. Yeah, isn't the idea behind this that that's just the duration of a meal? Is that what it was?
Yes, duwa kol mahar b'chlosa. It seems that way. Ayin shem barashi. Im ken gabi kol ha'esurim nira, d'chol machal o'machal. V'hein le'inyon yom ha'kipurim kol min machal masharen kol echad b'didei. You hear this? Interesting. He says, Minchas Hanukkah is saying two things which seem to be a little different. First, he says, you mashar b'adam adam benoni. But it's how long that adam benoni would take to eat that type of food. So for instance, for Yom Kippur, you'd need a whole chart. The guy wants to eat oranges, you take how long an adam benoni takes to eat that shear of oranges. If it's bread, you take an adam benoni, how long it takes to eat bread. So it's very interesting, Minchas Hanukkah, even though he says that it goes by objective Adam Benoni. The Adam Benoni, it's how long it takes him to eat that type of food. It's very interesting. I never knew. Kol echa b'didei. Bekamas man nechal pras min amachal isu sh'ochol za kezayis. Has to be according to how long it takes him to eat that kezayis. And interesting, he says this is true by Yom Kippur too. Even though Yom Kippur has no specific food, he insists this is true by Yom Kippur too. Im kein l'fizeh nicha mashal obir chazal. Therefore, it makes sense that Chazal never said how long Kedei Achilas Pras is even by a Benoni. Ki ein shir l'dover, ra kol machol yesh lo shir acher. V'lo yaspik hadiyov ha'kumas, l'achshav kol min machol l'oilam adam Benoni.
What if a guy named Kippur sits down to a four-course meal? He has some vegetable, he has a piece of meat, he has a piece of bread. So you can eat a lot of food with it. You have to do each one of those process. So you say, how long would it take a person?
No,
to
eat first of all, kol ha'ochlim, kol ha'ochlim and starfim. You know, kol ha'ochlim and starfim. Like the Rav said, ain't ochlim ver mashkim and starfim.
I need a computer.
How long would it
computer.
Take an average person to eat? To eat
Lachara, how long would it take an average person?
Of food?
How long? Yeah, I guess so.
Kind of funny.
According to the Minchas Hanukkah, that would be the case.
That's the kolmus he's talking about.
Although I was thinking, even though no one could publish this, I bet that there would be a safer in the bookstore. Because you have the guy, doesn't have the guy have the shurim, how many Cheerios, the kazayas, this and that?
Yeah. A slide girl.
You'd have a picture book for sure, with all the shurim. You know, I don't know if you knew this. I never knew this. This is a chiddush. Right?
It's a Mishnah Melech also. He talks about coffee.
That's the next piece is going to be the Mishnah Melech. V'lo yaspik hadayov ha'akum uslakshav kol min ma'achal ba'olam lo'adam benoni. Al kein eze min ma'achal sh'adam ochel masharim ba'adam benoni kama tzarech l'shaos lechol ha'machal hazeh yimeochel k'sholosho ka'arba beitzim. V'zeh nir alfinez dati emes u'borer kem in de lo matzino b'shar shir yadua kama zman achilas pras v'lo matzino gam kem be'eze min. Al kem bevade bechol min u'min masharim b'didei. Tainu min ma'achal zeh lo'adam benoni. So it's interesting, he mixes and matches. He says it's subjective based on the material, but it's not subjective based on the person. Subjective, I bet Adam Benoni eating that material. Now it comes out that Kazayas B'Techlitz Pras is a very interesting halacha. It's basically a ratio. It's basically telling you that you have six times as long to eat this as you normally would. Because Kazayas is half a beitza. And Kedei Achilas Pras is Sholosh beitza. So it's basically telling you, we're giving you the ability, right? We're telling you, not giving you, we're being machmir saying that if you eat this in six times the normal amount that it takes to go ahead and eat your chayiv. So it's basically just six times what it normally takes. Because it's based on that food. V'zeh niru finis dati emes
b'bor. So what does pras come into this? I don't understand what pras comes into.
It's just the pras is the halacha by Bayis Menuga.
Only?
Right.
And when you talk by benching, by making a broth, by benching, you have to eat it, or by...
This is according to Minchas Chinuch, yeah. According to Minchas, you know, I did not clearly see anyone say differently than this. I never knew that this was the halacha. I never knew that's based on that specific food, how long it takes.
And maybe it's only Minchas Chinuch that holds that way.
But the interesting, no footnotes with other shittas, interesting. He doesn't bring any other shittas. Though we'll see the next piece, a very interesting Mishnah Lamelech. Al kein bevadai b'chol minu min mersharim b'didei da'ahinu chumin ma'achal zeh l'odim b'nani. V'ashir l'odim b'nani k'far kasavti rayas l'zeh. That's the first ice we read. V'zeh v'adai de'en kol ma'achal ne'achal b'shova. Chutz ma she'evanu g'mor mefureshes l'nin chitim usiorim. Ach gam hachush yagid zeh. Derech Moshel, this is very interesting what he says.
How does the Shulchan Aruch bring this down?
Shulchan Aruch says, Kzayis B'techel is pras.
Yeah, they're talking about a pras. If you think of it the way I'm thinking of it, which is how long it normally takes a meal. So meals are usually made of bread. A person would wash, he would eat a certain quantity of bread, he would dip it, he would do all that. Then eating is now determined by a fixed amount of time. It's not, it has nothing to do with what you're eating. You have a quantity of food, which is the kazayis. It has to be eaten in the time it normally...
So it's very interesting. It appears that this halakha is pras. I hear what you're saying. So it appears that what you thought is what I thought, but according to Minchas Chinuch, it's not true. So Minchas Chinuch is saying, it's not like you're saying, there's an objective...
But wouldn't you have to define it that way?
What?
It doesn't define it that way. It defines it... The same as a bayis hamanuga, which is
pras chitim. Pras chitim.
That's the way it's defined.
So it's very interesting. It's not, evidently, so the halacha is not, because it's not like you thought that I have to consume this amount of machos asuras within the time of a meal, within the time of a sitting. But rather, it's a ratio that we're telling you six times the amount that would normally take you to eat this is the time period within which you're not allowed to consume it. So it's basically a ratio, which differs based on the type of food you're eating. Now he says a very interesting halacha about a nevela. Ach gam achush yagid zeh. Derech mashal, im ocha kazayis nevela. Val nevela chayali chayev ben mevushal ben chay. Davi derech achil, kemavur besochem perek elu dvarim. That if someone eats raw meat, he's not yotzei mishum simcha. Nira dafka simcha inu yotzei, aval havei kederech achila. So the Gemara says you're not yotzei simcha, but smashmeh it is a meisa achila. Therefore, the Minchas Chinuch says you should know that a nevela I'm chayev, I'm gonna get malchus on a nevela, even if I ate a nevela chay. Im kein ze poshut, the imbasim avushal kamoshal shbeitzim. Nimshach's manachiloso revere Shah, Bavade Basan Avelachai, Nimshach's manachiloso Yosef. Comes out with a very interesting halacha. You have an Avela Yachayev, whether it's cooked or whether it's raw. Now, cooked Avela would take less time to consume Sholosh Beitzim than raw Avela. Now, if I eat the raw Avela within the time period of a Mavushal Avela, for sure I'm Chayev. What about the other way around? Nevela mevushal. I eat the nevela mevushal within the time period of a chai. He says, if that was the case, I would not be chayiv. Because nevela mevushal has to be eaten within the time period it takes to eat a nevela mevushal. So it's interesting, within the same, this is chinesh. Im ken kevin she'en kol ha-machalim, ha-machalim achilas prash shalahem shavim bizman, im ken be'ezo dav yisharu, al ken bevadei borer, the Masharan call Machal Bimino. If you Machal Kazayas Nevela Mavushal, Kama Hayo Yochel Echel Kashosh Beitzim Mavushal, Ubiyoyser Enem Mitzarev. If you Machal Nevela Kazayas Chai, Huzman Yoyser Mitzarev, Bizman Rubiyoyser. Va'al Yixhulachok Dover Zeh. The Yochel Dover Echad, Milav Echad, Shnei Pamim, Val Echad Lo Yechai, Bizman Kazeh, the Yoyser Mishir Tsiruf. So he comes with a very interesting maskana. If I have a nevela, which is the same isr lav, if I eat the nevela chai within a certain period of time, I ate the nevela mevushal within a certain period of time. The nevela chai, I would be chayev on, because kazek achilas pras is longer. The nevela mevushal, I would be pater on.
My point is logic. If two people go into a restaurant and they serve nevela, but one orders it very well done, another guy likes it very rare.
Correct.
Soft, that's what he's saying. Should also be different.
100%, he says that.
He's saying that.
Mom is saying that. You're not happy. Why are you not happy? Because your whole life you thought one way, right?
First of all, I'm locked into a different shot.
Yeah, which one?
I'm locked into a different shot. And I don't think six times is a pras. In food, in bread, there's something called a pras. But in meat, there's nothing called a pras. So to say six times just because a kazayis. A press is equal to six basim or six kazesim.
It's a shear, is that
it? But doesn't mean it has no relationship. Six times has no relationship.
Look at Oschaf, look at the Haggadah, look at Oschaf. Now, evidently, all of the poskim from Chazam Sofer on who gave us time periods 9 minutes, 6 minutes, 5 minutes, Lechora, they can't be holding like this, correct?
No.
It's impossible.
Okay, so that's
correct?
It depends on what you're doing.
Thank God for that. Okay.
That's a double parshat, right? If you're going to give me a specific time period, no matter what the food is, you're not holding to Minchas Chinuch. I read this and I thought this was a major chiddush, right? I never in my life thought like this. Now he comes into a very interesting question. B'zeh nira, l'fiyanias d'etnias d'ayti, marchinis topic ha-mish l'melech, paragimel m'brokos ha-lokhi ad-beis, l'inyan shusiyas ha-kave, coffee, l'derech lishtos ma'at ma'at, v'yesh mitchilas ha-shtia, now, what happens when a person goes ahead and drinks coffee, like I am drinking? Now, I have this shtick, and it's not that I'm so firm or anything. I just have a shtick I developed since I did the brachos bi when I was a little kid, which is that after, at the end of the coffee, I leave a little amount that when it's colder, then I drink it up to make sure that I can say a bracha chrono. It's a very interesting question. I forget what I said in the brachos bi, but it was one of the questions in the brachos bi. What bracha do you make on coffee? So all the little kids go, you make a shahakal at the beginning and no bracha chron at the end. And they call it like Moshe Feinstein Sam. So I'm not sure, interestingly enough, what the halacha is or where it can be found. I'm not sure if there's a Mishnah Brewer that discusses it, but I think it might be.
He says leave over at the end. I'm
sure I'm the only problem with that is it's a long distance from the time he made the first bracha to. It's after chek, that's what he's going to talk about.
He's sipping it all along a little bit.
What did you gain? So right, you got a bracha chron about the bracha chron. Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is something I just do.
With a lot of people who do that, in the shtick, they start switching it around to make sure it's colder.
Vajra Yosef, there's a few shubas on this.
It's interesting, I forget, I didn't look at the modern day poskim, but there's a Mishlo Melech's question. And he wants to know, V'didas k'tzas g'doylin, k'evan d'derech sh'tiyosu b'kach mitzdaref, af b'yosu m'revias o k'deach l'z pras, right? V'hu zal docha divrehem, marsha kosev ha-rambam, per ches me'avos ha-tumah, halachi yud-beis. So isha shehi me'nika es b'na, a woman is nursing, v'hi rishon l'tumah, and she's a rishon l'tumah, b'na tohor. I forget exactly what tumah the Gemara in Chris is discussing there. I didn't look it up last night, I'm sorry, but I think it's a tumas gvia, a tumah midrabanan. It's someone who drinks mashkim tameim can become tame. So midaraisa so mashkim are not matame adam, except for mashke zav, except for the fluids of a zav. But there is called tumas gvia. Tumas gvia is, especially you Kohenim created this tumas gvia, I'm not allowed to drink machalos tameim. If I do, I become tame. Because we're afraid a person will put them in his mouth together with truma. So therefore, if they were together in the mouth, they would be matame the truma, which is also a dindarabonim. Because mashkim are not metame, ochlin, or anything midaraisa. But they were geyser because of the mashke hazav. Because of all the fluids of hazav. If hazav sneezes on you, etc., you become tame. That's one of the avos hatuma. Therefore, they were geyser because of mashke zav. They were geyser on all mashkim. So here it's tumas gvia. So the little baby is going to become tame. For instance, the baby, if he's yonik from the mother, and it's considered to be drinking, the baby would come tame, and if the baby touches truma, the baby would poison truma. So the question is, what is considered to be drinking? Because tumas gvia is based on, doing a Maisa Shasia of Mashkim Temeim. So what is considered to be drinking? So the Rambam Paschal is based on the Gemara in Krisus, that since a child, when he nurses, the time that he takes to nurse and consume the amount that's normally shtia is more than kazayis b'techlus pras, the child would not be tamei, because he has not consumed the mother's milk within the requisite period of time. V'divrei HaRambam heim b'shas krisus yud gimel amud aleph. Now the Mishnah Melech wants to bring this as a raya, that you're not mishaer based on the derech achila. Because if achila would be determined by the way that object is consumed, the way a child consumes his mother's milk is within a longer period of time than the normal shir of kazayis b'techlus pras. So therefore, from the fact that the baby does not become tameh, it's not considered to be a maitre sasiyah, proves to us that it's not subjective, based on what who is eating and what they're eating and the way that that is normally consumed. Otherwise, the way that the baby normally consumes that ravias is within, I don't know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it may be. So therefore, the baby should be tameh.
What would they go to because of that?
All mashkim at tameim.
But mashka zov, you don't need ravias in the tameh.
No.
So why should you need more by what they go?
Because it's based on achila. This is tumas gvia. There are two things. Tumas gvia is if I drink mashkim tameim. Now mashkim tameim are matamei kalim, but they're not matamei in adam unless the adam drinks it derech shasiyah. That was a gzera that a person might be drinking and eating trum at the same time. If he's eating mashkim tameim and trum at the same time, they'll be in his mouth at the same time. So the guys are on shesias mashkim tameim because of tumas gvia. So you have to have a maisa shesia, because the gzera is I will be drinking and eating at the same time. So it has to be an act of drinking. So lefi mashik asafti nira da adinim ha-gedaylim. So what did the gedaylim hold? The Gedolim held that coffee would be mitzaref. And the reason they held coffee would be mitzaref is because the derech achila of coffee is that way. Therefore, you'd be mishayer the maisa shasiya on the normal way of consuming the coffee. And that's the das Gedolim. For mashak safti nira da dinim ha-gedolim. Kevin d'chol min ma'achal ha-mashka ba'oysa min misharen shure achila ushtia delay. In kem b'kave shehi chama. Imkain derech shasiyas kave haprashalo yoiser. Imkain imshoya revias kedarko. Revias kedarko. Have toch achilas pras mikave. Ki bechol achilam masharim ba'uso min. Kederech shasiyasu eno yochelishtos. Bizman kaze rak revias dehum beitza umechza. Avalo pras. Imkain imshosa kave revias. After ushoa harbe. Mikoma kamu toch achilas pras lekave ki hamina achila enam shavim. So he says, like the sfora we said, it's a ratio, meaning that every kazayas has to be consumed within what normally takes six times the amount to consume. Meaning that it's the shosh beitzim is six kazayim, the time that it normally takes to consume six zayim of that material in that fashion is the time within which you have to consume that revius or that kazayas.
It's a very short time.
It is?
For most liquids.
Long.
For most liquids? How long does it take you to do six times? What do you mean, six
times? No, hot liquids.
I know. He's talking about hot liquids. I'm talking about regular liquids. Cool liquids. How long does it take to drink the shira? Six times, let's say. Six times your revius.
Well, Maisha, what do we hold by liquids?
Takes me a quarter of a minute. Is right. You drink a glass of milk.
The sheet is the whole, the sheet by liquid is revius, not achila. You can't use achila for revius. I can't.
So it's not achila's press? What's the sheet?
Not frish in this. I don't have his mind. You know, I have
well, so you're those that hold. You're not unique in that.
Yeah, those are all that has to be, it has to be with the liquid. The liquid goes with the liquid, and the chila goes with the chila. Not to be transferred, the chila to the liquid.
But what's the shiur for liquid?
Whatever the Rebbe says, which is, like you said, very short.
Very short.
If you look at the Mincha Chinuchi,
that's the start. Yeah, this, you know, this needs a little research. That's the start where that svara comes, depending on what kind of liquid. You know, if it's a hot liquid, okay.
It's interesting we're saying this show while I'm drinking the coffee. Not getting anywhere.
Show and tell.
The coffee is switching from hot to cold, so
Kamo, we talk Achilles Pras to Kavi. Kiamini Achille Inam Shovim. Kamo Siorim Achilles Pras, Piyosa, Michitim Kamo Shakzatla El. Im Kain Ain Raya Klal Mehanokas Hatinok, Vimar Shakzatla El. The Meshorim Ba'odim Benoni. So you have to explain to me what he's saying here. Im came Adam Benoni Bavadai Bichte Hanokas Atino Kazayas O Revius Yochel Godel Lishtos Yosumi Pras. Im came Gabe Cotton Enam Mitzdarif Kanach the Mashurim Ba'odam Benoni. Of Agabe Kave, the Adam Benoni, Shoa Harbe Baha Pras Machmas Homo. The Im came a male of Shoa Haravius Batok Achilles Pras the Benoni. Bosom in Atmo, Kagon Kave, Ein Hate Vitovin.
So, it doesn't matter how long the cotton takes to drink it, because we're Mishar about Adam Benoni.
How long an Adam Benoni would take to nurse? I mean, what does that mean?
To drink.
No, really, to drink?
Not quite to the
other. But I don't understand, this child is drinking in the form of nursing, correct? So you give a bottle to Adam Benoni and see how long it takes him to consume the bottle?
No, how long does it take to consume that amount?
But does that make sense? I don't understand. You have coffee, which the Minchas Chinuch says, coffee, I look at how long it takes him to consume it because it's hot. Meaning the heat causes my consumption to be what? To be deviated. So don't you say that the child's suckling causes him to be deviated from the normal Derech Shasiyah? I'm not sure what he's saying.
No? You have to have the type of food or the type of not the way that you're consuming the food. And you go to a restaurant.
No, you're saying,
you're watching a show and it takes you a long time.
So you're saying that you're saying that a tinok hayonek, that is not comparable to coffee. Coffee has something about the way you're consuming it because it's hot that causes the way normal people consume coffee to be a longer period of time. You wouldn't say that by a tinok also?
The tether is in the food itself. It's in the food itself.
It's not really in the food itself. It's in the way the food is prepared, though. It's not the food itself. Because the nevela...
Yeah, you take the nevela.
Nevela chai, I understand, correct? It's the food itself. The actual food itself is harder. It takes longer to consume. By coffee, it's the way it's prepared, right? Like iced coffee.
But the way it's prepared...
You wouldn't say iced coffee is the same thing as hot coffee, right?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.